From the CNN Center in Atlanta, I'm Nicole Lappin. Here are some headlines now in the news. We have some breaking news to tell you about out of Texas right now. An appeals court has just ruled that the state did not have the right to seize children from a polygamist sex ranch. Now, the court ruled that the grounds for removing these kids were legally and factually insufficient. Child welfare officials removed more than 400 kids from the FLDS ranch in early April. Now, state officials argued that the sex forced underage girls into marriage and also trained boys to be grown-up predators. We'll keep you posted on more details there. Meanwhile, homes are being evacuated right ahead of a fast-moving wildfire in California's Santa Cruz Mountains. This is the aerial view of it. Fire officials say that about 1,000 acres are on fire 10 miles west of Gilroy in a mountainous region that separates Santa Cruz from Santa Clara counties. It's at least now 20 homes being threatened by these flames, and you can see from right there how close they are. Senator Barack Obama has started a top-secret search for a running mate. A veteran Democratic activist told CNN's John King that Obama has asked former Fannie Mae CEO Jim Johnson to start identifying potential VEEPs. Well, Johnson, you might recall, also helped conduct similar searches for John Kerry and Walter Mondale. Meanwhile, Senator John McCain is going to meet this weekend with former presidential candidate Mitt Romney, Florida Governor Charlie Crist, and Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal. Now, the three men are believed to be on McCain's short list of his potential running mates. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee was invited, but he declined. McCain's senior advisors downplayed the guest list, saying, look, it's nothing more than a social weekend. Senator Ted Kennedy playing with his dogs, going sailing yesterday after he left Massachusetts General Hospital. This weekend, he's going to rest at his home in Cape Cod, and he's waiting for more test results that will determine what kind of treatment he will receive for his brain tumor. Kennedy's tumor is part of the brain, is in part of the brain that controls strength, specifically on the right side of the body. And those are the headlines at this hour. For more on those stories and other news of the day, CNN is always your source, whether you're watching online with us, watching on TV, or watching on your cell phone. We've got you covered.